The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Yes. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Picking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, we're going to talk artificial sweeteners as we kick in hour two here today. Of course, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, and on affiliates around the country and around the world later through podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and of course now through SoundCloud as well, Talk Network 2. So, thank you for being here. Splenda. Anybody still under the impression that Splenda is splendid? This should go out the window at this point, or into, as I said, into your pool or hot tub to kind of take the microbes out of them. Splenda, the artificial sweetener based on the chlorine molecule. It's been promoted as a healthy alternative. We got to come up with this because people are starting to get word that this other artificial sweetener was on the list of chemical warfare agents at the Pentagon before it was approved by under the Reagan administration. What was the lizard guy name? I always forget the lizard guy. What was the lizard's name? He served in Department of Defense.
Lizard?
I always say this and you always forget who it is. What's the guy's name? Rumsfeld. He reminds me of one of the lizard people.
I still don't associate lizard with Rumsfeld.
If you look at him, he looks like a lizard. I'm just saying. Anyway, he was with Searle at the time and convinced Reagan to approve the artificial sweetener aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, NutraPoison, AminoSweet. But then they, in the late 90s, they're like, people are getting word of this. Maybe they want to switch over. Hey, I got an idea. Let's alter the chlorine molecule, make it sweet, and then we'll pump it out because it will have no calories or hardly any. And we'll say it's safe. Well, in 2013, food advocates downgraded Splenda from safe to caution because of a previous study conducted by their Ramazzini Institute. That definitely sounds like an Italian pasta. And they also conducted a new study. And they said it is now being linked to a higher risk of what? Leukemia. That's right. That's what you want with your artificial sweeteners, a little leukemia. And, this is out of Italy, of course. They're going to say, well, no, that doesn't count because those people still eat pasta. And everybody knows pasta's not good for you. Oh, shut your pie hole. Open it up and eat some whole grain pasta not soaked in glyphosate. You'll be fine. Because whole grains contain minerals, including chromium. You can deal with some carbohydrates. This is not a carbohydrate-free radio show. Maybe refined carbohydrate-free, but not whole grains. They're okay, although some folks go, oh, whole grains, that's the devil. You know what makes it the devil's weed? When they add glyphosate to it, or they soak it, like Rachel Parent was talking about. And we'll talk more about that with her at Total Health in Canada. Also this hour, Billy D back with us to, preview the Cal Jam one more time before we go to California this week. And for those of you who absolutely can't make it, we want you to try, but if you can't, we'll talk about how you can stream it live wherever you are. That's going to be cool. But Splenda, linked to leukemia. Absolutely incredible. Can you imagine, Superdong, if stevia, our favorite calorie-free sweetener from the plant, and I now have a stevia plant that I'm growing, can you imagine if stevia was linked to leukemia? Can you imagine what might be happening? What would the FDA be doing? What would Dick Durbin, what would the Senate be holding hearings about?
That would be a mess. The question you have to ask yourself, though, is what research are they willing to accept on a link to leukemia, correct?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Is it the good science or the bad science, right?
Sure. Well, this one, you know, it's published in the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Health, and it was pretty clear that the more sucralose they fed these mice, the higher their risk of leukemia was. I mean, it doesn't seem to be one of those controversial studies, but again, they're going to say, well, it's out of Italy. So, you know, somehow they have to find a way to discredit the things they don't like, as opposed to acknowledging, well, no, this was legitimate peer-reviewed science, and it appears that sucralose might not be a good thing to consume.
Well, what do you do? I don't know. It's listen, we've been talking about Splenda for many years now.
We have. Yeah.
And, you know, I like what you say. You say, you know, you'd be better trying to chlorinate your pool with it than you would be putting it in your mouth.
Exactly. Swim in it. If you need chlorine and you need a cheaper alternative, just get a lot of Splenda packets from the restaurant that carries it and just dump them into your hot tub. You know, check with the owner if they don't mind, of course. Sometimes they're getting it free. I don't know if they pay for it or not. So I don't want you to steal anything, but still.
Now, listen, there's a lot of money behind these sweeteners, as you alluded to, the Lizard Man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Splenda is just another one that they came out with. And, listen, you are far better off, in my opinion, with going with just regular sugar than you are with one of these sweeteners, even though we don't encourage, you know, the sugar that's out there.
But the sugar you are
probably better off with just the run-of-the-mill sugar than you would be using one of these chemicals.
Yeah, well, run-of-the-mill sugar that's organic and not refined, it would still contain the minerals, which, again, critical for utilization of carbohydrates, which is the GTF-chromium molecules. And here's another story out of Natural News. These are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check them out. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Artificial sweeteners alter gut bacteria and cause metabolic dysfunction, leading to obesity and diabetes. And it goes into the definition of metabolic and metabolism and metabolic syndrome. You know, when they say metabolic syndrome, I mean, the metabolism is everything. It's the every function of every cell in your body. It's a big thing. And you could talk specifically sugar metabolism, fat metabolism. I mean, you can talk about all kinds of different forms of metabolism. But metabolic syndrome usually is accompanied with elevated blood pressure. They say abnormal cholesterol levels, even though they don't know what that is. But I will say liver dysfunction can result in abnormal high or low cholesterol. High blood sugar, of course, excess body fat around the waist. And, you know, of course, all of the associated effects of doing that. And they're now linking this to these artificial sweeteners because guess what they do, folks? They go into your gut and alter it. The microbiome, the critters that live there, that give you an immune system, that help you digest and assimilate nutrients, the things that actually produce neurotransmitters, help to promote and form the endocrine molecules, your hormones, all of that is disrupted by the ingestion of synthetic chemicals. That is man-made, not God-made. And, of course, is there a God fallacy by the skeptics? You know, they say the nature fallacy of nature. They probably have the fallacy of God, right? I can't imagine that they wouldn't have it. Because we don't worship their God, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's one or two there that would apply.
Yeah, how dare you bring up a creator, right? They get upset by that. Tough nubs. Synthetic sweeteners, maybe they have zero calories, but they're going to alter your metabolism, and they're likely going to make you fat. That's something we've been covering here for years. You want to gain weight, eat more NutraSweet. It actually takes the satiety metabolism, if you will, and knocks it right out by reducing the production of serotonin, interestingly enough. So there, great stories to read and why you want to go with something like, as you said, whole real sugar if you need sugar. Oh, by the way, my wife said she took my daughter to some kind of St. Paddy's Day scavenger hunt in a local park. And they had these, she showed me before the show here, you know those sand sculptures? I don't know if they call them sand sculptures, but you like pour colored sand in a jar and you can make cool designs and stuff.
Yeah.
So she brought a little bottle of that home and she says, it turns out what they were using is not sand but colored sugar at this event.
Oh.
And so she was aghast. Can I say that? I would be aghast at this.
Aghast.
The kids were opening these things and just dumping the colored sugar into their mouth. Not my daughter, but, I mean, can you imagine? It's like, here, come here.
Interesting. So they're using colored sugar instead of sand. I suppose that you would it would form better than sand would. Stick to each other and become hard.
Yeah, but it tells you how cheap and subsidized the sugar industry is. If sugar is now cheaper than sand to put in these little jars of, colored jars. But, of course, you go on a scavenger hunt, and the only thing you find with your kids in this regard is diabetes. That's not what you intended to do, but that's the unintended consequence of this one.
Kind of ruin your day.
But. Yeah. ADHD, is it ADHD or just immaturity? I don't know if I have time to go into this story, but read up on it. They're talking about if you enter your kid into school too young, they're more likely to diagnose ADHD when they're just not ready to be sit down, become robots for the, the scholastic system, if you will. But we do like to hear from you from time to time. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to the website robertscottbell.com and leave us a message.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Question of the daytime. This comes from Amy. Hi, Robert. I have a quick question for you in regards to something you mentioned in your presentation at last year's Autism One. She says, yes, I'm a little late. Autism dominates my life, so I'm just now getting around to this. LOL. You were talking about homeopathy and had mentioned that you couldn't antidote a remedy once given. I hear conflicting things about this, i.e. coffee, peppermint, etc. So I was wondering if you could elaborate a bit further on what you meant. Thanks much, and thank you for what you do. Hopefully I'll see you in Chicago again this year, Amy. Well, we're working on that, Amy, but great question. And I don't often talk in depth of homeopathy because a lot of folks, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just too Latin for them. But the idea of antidoting a remedy, it's an old concept. But when we dug deep into the idea of mint, for instance, peppermint antidoting homeopathy, and I served on the board of the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists. Eric Foxman, a friend, he researched this too and found it was one obscure treatment rarely given that that Hahnemann himself, who developed homeopathy, recommended that his patients avoid peppermint, the strong aromatics. It seemed to have an impact on that particular treatment. I don't know specifically what that was, but somehow that translated into a new dogma that peppermint always antidotes homeopathy. And I just don't find the evidence for that because I've used essential oil of peppermint for years and homeopathic medicines will still work. Now, this gets me into hot water with some homeopaths who are very dogmatic about this concept of antidoting. But I will just say clinically, I haven't seen evidence for it. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I'm also saying the power of your belief is very real. And if you tell someone that if you take peppermint, it will antidote their remedy, it likely will. But metabolically, explain it to me. You've entered energy into the body, and now you take peppermint or smell it, and now that which is already in the body and being used by the body is no longer there? All right, explain it after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how much these studies, like we talked about the tattoo study last hour, Superdon,
yeah.
How they get everything wrong. Their conclusions are so wrong. Like the article says, tattoos may actually have a benefit to your immune system. And what they describe in the article actually shows that toxins weaken your immune system, which is our argument about injecting toxins, whether they be in tattoos or vaccines. And so we really do have to help people see through medical propaganda, because that's what this is, pharmaceutical propaganda. And, of course, there's even homeopathic propaganda. Again, I probably make no friends in my homeopathic community in talking about antidoting in the way I do, but I'm a practical guy, and I know the power of belief. If you believe something will antidote something, it likely will. It certainly has a great opportunity to do so or help you to believe that it will. But I can't find a plausible biological explanation, and if you've got one, by all means, tell me. I'm open to it. I am. Really, I am. Also, when they say caffeine or coffee antidotes homeopathic remedy, I've said this for many years. Caffeine stimulates the adrenals, which alters the energy system of the body. What is homeopathy working with, if not the energy system of the body? Could it alter the way you interact with a remedy? Sure. Sure it can. But it's not the same thing as a peppermint antidotes a homeopathic remedy. Right? There are so many antagonistic actions in your body right now, from blood pressure up, down, from blood temperature up, down, from the production. It's ridiculous. But then they try to simplify it, say, you just avoid this, avoid this. And I get more calls about, like, when they talk about silver hydrosol. Can I use silver while I'm on a homeopathic regimen, constitutional remedy? And I realize why they're asking, because there's very dogmatic homeopaths that just freak people out to the degree that Samuel Hahnemann would be rolling over in his grave saying, I never meant to make it so difficult for people to go on a homeopathic regimen that they're afraid of walking, you know, to the left and not the right. I mean, it's just crazy. But listen, if you're getting good results as a homeopath doing that kind of thing, more power to you. I'm just very practical about this. What I'm also practical about is the fact that genetically engineered mosquitoes are not a good idea to fight Zika in Florida or anywhere else. In fact, we don't need to fight Zika. What we need to do is strengthen the immune system of everybody in, let's say, the vicinity of mosquitoes who might carry the so-called Zika virus that in reality will not do anything to you when you're healthy, when your immune system is fully functional, when you're not living in raw sewage, when you're not dealing with poverty, when you're not being sprayed with toxic pesticides, larvicides in the water supply, etc. But the FDA says GMO mosquitoes are likely okay. That's a confidence builder, Superdon. The FDA says they're likely okay, so well, what does likely. That actually mean? Likely.
It's likely okay.
Yeah.
I love the verbiage there.
Likely. Not yeah, bloody likely.
So. Maybe.
No. Yeah. Could
kinda
be.
Looks like it.
The FDA never met a genetically engineered mosquito it didn't think was likely to be okay. And they want to release it in the Keys, in southern Florida, to combat Zika. Because, you know, they weren't accepting it for dengue fever. So now, like, maybe Zika is scary enough. We can convince the Key West parrot heads to accept genetically engineered mosquitoes. I'd say only if there's no tetracycline in the water supply down there, which means there are no teenagers on tetracycline for their acne. Why do I say that? Because these GMO mosquitoes that are designed to not procreate, to not reproduce offspring, in the presence of environmental tetracycline, suddenly that genetic modification is null and void, and they can reproduce willy-nilly. And I don't think they've made mosquito condoms yet. So think about that, folks, when you say, oh, we're going to, yeah, put them all in one big
tiny
one.
Tiny little packages.
Right. Little weeny teeny. Yeah, how are they going to do that? The cellophane, they can't even produce that small. Well, we'll nano-engineer it, right, for their proboscis. No, it's not going to work, folks. I don't care how many Trojans you bring to that party. It's not going to work. GMO mosquitoes. Listen, you want protection from mosquitoes? Be healthy. Be healthy. Be prepared to take care of it. You got homeopathic bug bite remedies. King Bio has it. We got delimonene. You can use silver hydrosol or the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel topically on these things. You can take silver to stop viral replication if you're afraid of Zika virus scavenging your body. But stop with the GMO mosquitoes. Go back to Jurassic Park. Watch the movie. Read Michael Crichton. Unintended consequences. Nature always finds a way to win. And when you violate the laws of nature, you are going to lose. Don't do it, folks. All right, lots more healing to go. Billy D scheduled next. We're going to talk about the California Jam. I hope to see you there, Costa Mesa. After, well, it's this weekend coming up. California, here we come. Billy D up next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So I'm sitting at IAOMT this weekend next to one of my heroes, Dr. David Kennedy, DDS. I mean, this guy has been all over the fluoride mercury issue for decades now. This guy's amazing. And then we're talking about it, and I just realized, oh, my gosh, you're going to be at Cal Jam, too.
I was like, I mean, I was already stoked. Now I'm double stoked. David Kenny's going to be there. And so I talked to him about PowerPoints. He says, I sent my PowerPoint in, and I accidentally sent it to someone who was on maternity leave. I had to resend it. So David said, oh, I better call Billy D just to be sure. We did. And I'm chatting with him, and he doesn't know it's me. And David and I are hanging out. It was hilarious, Billy. So we were having a great time.
Hey, it's a small world when it comes to the Save the World crew, in my opinion, but...
Oh,
like,
totally.
There's like a little core group of us that have enough cojones to stand up against the machine, you know, and it's like, yeah, and I've always, you know, loved Dr. Kennedy and stuff, and it's just, I'm so stoked to have him on the program, in addition to having you on the program, Robert Scott Bell.
Dude, it's going to be great. I'm telling you, everybody that you sent my way to get on the show to preview it only makes me want to go even more. If I can buy 10 tickets for myself, but you know what I'm saying? It's that cool. And I've talked to folks that have been there, and they're excited to come back. I mean, you know, each year this seems to be getting bigger and badder in a good way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no way you can keep us down, brother. I mean, we got the truth, and we got the message, and, you know, it's out for the future. And the future for the kids, man. I mean, that's why I try to get people to understand the urgency of a lot of the issues that are coming down the pike. And, I mean, we can't sit back on our laurels anymore and watch football and Dancing with the Stars when we really, our planet's under siege from so many different directions, and we're losing all of our freedoms and rights in this country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like we're talking freedom big time this year on the Freedom Tour. It's just like people went to war and sacrificed their lives for the freedoms we have today, and we're just indiscriminately giving up so many rights and freedoms in the name of, you know, the collective good, but you know where that's taken us all.
Yeah, I've never been much of a medical collectivist or otherwise. I mean, the thing is, if we're going to heal, we're going to heal individually. We're going to help each other one by one by one. Of course, we can get together in large groups, but we're helping each other individually as well. In fact, I was thinking I want to nominate a presenter for next year. I just had her on last hour, Rachel Parent. I don't know if you've seen her. She's a dynamic.
No, but I love having women speakers, and if you think she's great, we'll check
her
out.
She's in 11th grade, and she's taken on some of the big baddies of the GMO field. She actually...
I heard about her. Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
She had a proxy. She flew to St. Louis, and at the Monsanto shareholders meeting, she asked a question of their CEO. Oh, my gosh, this girl is incredible. So I definitely, she would add to the mix big time and get those people involved. So,
yeah,
very excited.
And how old is she? So she's in
11th grade equivalent. Yeah,
that's
so she's
great.
What,
she's probably 17 or so.
Yeah. Bright, very intelligent. So that's the kind of folks, and reaching into those next generations, because we're the old folks here, but we've got a lot of energy.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've said that so many times. I mean, I've really encouraged the youth to get involved in this whole program, because I mean, it's their planet. I mean, I'm 57 going on 58, and it's like, you know, I've lived a great life, and I'm thankful to God every day for every extra day I have on the planet. But I'm really concerned about what kind of planet these children, with all the geoengineering going on and like the GMO, like you just said, and the and the Fukushima stuff that nobody talks about, and then the mass vaccination, and you know, more and more destruction of our economy at home from all the, you know, trade treaties that we've got in place. I mean, I'm a big fan of John Rappaport too, and I mean, read his stuff all the time. He just basically illustrates all the issues that are going on globally that, you know, are just going to threaten really our freedoms in the future and really threaten our economy, which I think is part of the whole big mission, is to destroy America. And that's why we're seeing such a push for vaccines, is if we can really lower the IQ of the average person, that they'll be smart enough to push a lawnmower, but they won't be smart enough to get themselves out of the matrix.
Yeah, well, these heavy metals are dampening consciousness and intelligence, and of course that's why we have folks like David Kennedy coming to Cal Jam to talk about some of these aspects and ways to get out of this mess as well.
Right. And also on a positive side too, we've got the people from Complete True Cellular Detox, Cyto Detox people, we're going to be presenting ways that we can really pull the metals out of the brain, especially all the... I mean, the thing is, you can eat healthy and you can avoid vaccines and you can put filters up for your water and all that stuff, but if you go outside and breathe a bunch of toxic aluminum and strontium and barium, I mean, it's hard not to breathe, Robert.
No, I haven't found a way to do without that. That is true. And I've often said, you know, when people ask me, how do you know you need a detox? My diagnostic question is, are you breathing?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And they go, oh, okay.
Are you alive? Because we're all right. I tell people, you're just like a big filter. Everything you breathe, eat, drink. We even need to filter our brains a little bit, too. I mean, you got to.
Exactly.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on up there that not only from a chemical standpoint, but also from a mental aspect, what the people get brainwashed in this country to believe from our lamestream media. And thank God we have media forms like yours, alternative media, that actually gets the truth out. The problem is I just don't know how many people are awake enough to actually realize the value and the beauty of your show.
Well, as with any time, it's only a smaller percentage of the total population that's awake and ready to be wakened, but the rest of them will follow along, the vast majority, and then there's a smaller percentage that are sinister. But
do you think that'll happen before we bring on our sixth extinction is what I'm trying to figure out.
It's hard to predict those things, but I know that we're going to hear, for those that are ready, we're here for them, and we're going to open them up and give them some options.
Yeah, of course. And I think we need to get, like, to that, you know, 100th monkey, that 18% tipping point. And a lot of the issues, we're getting close. I mean, I don't know where we're at with the realization of... And you guys talk about vaccines on your show a lot, right?
Of course.
Okay, good. I don't want to be stepping on any toes around
here. Heck no, not a chance.
But obviously, a lot of people should be cognizant of the just push to vaccinate more and more people. And that's what we're hitting really, really hard this year at CalGEM. I've got Sherry Tenpenny speaking on it. Andrew Wakefield will be speaking on it. And
Dan
then
Murphy
another person
too, right?
You had on this, what's that?
Dan Murphy, too.
Yeah, of course. I was just going to say that. I was saying another person you had on your show was Dan Murphy.
And I'm telling you, you've thrown me some... Now, a lot of these folks are friends of mine. A lot of the folks I've had on from you are new. I wanted some new voices to hear, and they are solid. Absolutely incredible. And like we're going to be there, and I've been encouraging folks to find a way, a caravan flying, however you got to do it. Are there any tickets left to attend in person? And if not, we want to give them another option as well.
Well, we not only have the tickets, which there's a few left. We always have a few. People procrastinate. They wait for the last minute. And then they're going to call me like the day before, and they're going to want the early bird rate. And go, no, bro. And they're going to want to sit with their friends up in the front. I go, no. This is like a rock concert. You have reserved seating.
Wow.
So when you lag, you sit in the back. And the back seats aren't bad. It's an innocent of 5-star performing arts center, so every seat in the place is great. It's in pure elegance. The place is the most amazing opera house probably on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The sound is amazing. We have an amazing team doing all the... I mean, we have the producers that produce, like the Black Keys, and he's worked with the Eagles, he's worked with the Prince, he's worked with a lot of big-name stars, and they're producing our music. And then we also, on top of that, we have the full production team there. So we go to every extreme to get this to be the most amazing experience. It's like a rock concert mixed in with, well, let's save the world, kind of different speakers on different topics. Like, I know Ty's speaking on, I think his title was my favorite. It was Conspiracies, Cannabis, Chiropractic, and Cancer. I love that.
Nice. Got it.
It pulls people in, dude.
Yeah, great.
What was your title again?
Something unpronounceable, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like iatrogenic enterocolitis. I mean, we're talking about...
Yeah, that was it.
You know, guts destroyed by modern medicine and how to repair them. Yeah.
It's so amazing to me in my practice. I see these parents bring these kids in, you know, for ear infections, and the kid's on, like, the 20th round of antibiotics. I'm thinking, now what doesn't jive here, man? I mean, what does the elevator go to the top anymore? I mean, if it didn't work like 3 or 4 or 5 times, don't you think you'd change course? And the thing that really pisses me off the most is this is what's considered scientific medicine. I mean, come on, man. You don't have an ear infection because you have a shortage of amoxicillin. There's a reason why your kid has ear infections. And that's what chiropractic's all about, is right about removing that stress and tension, especially in the upper cervical spine, which causes a majority of these ear infections. People go, well, how does a kid get stress and tension? It's called the birth process, honey. And then they, on top of that, then they start injecting you with all these different chemicals with their own array of different antibiotics in these vaccines. And then you destroy the gut flora. The gut flora is a like 60 to 70% of your immune function comes from your gut flora. And if you're nuking those dudes and dudettes in your gut, i.e. the microbes that are in there, you're basically destroying, you're just making the situation worse. It's like pouring gas on a fire, and these people wonder why they keep having recurrent ear infections. I mean, this kid I'm talking about that had 20 rounds of antibiotics was already on his, they were recommending his third set of tubes be put in, Robert.
Dude,
I mean, to me, this is like it's beyond barbaric. It's like, and this is what's accepted in healthcare today. It's literally pathetic. And then I see these kids coming on to me with, you know, on these inhalers that they're treating there. I mean, that's just destroying the body from so many different fronts. But this is what people have been brainwashed to believe in this country. Your sickness is because you got the shortage of this drug. Your ADHD is because you're not on enough speed, dude. I mean, it's just, it's like, and then they call people like you and I quacks because we try to give them an alternative. And I tell parents all the time, like, if what I do doesn't work, you can go back to poking holes in your kids. You can go back to carving their tonsils out, ripping their adenoids out. You can go back to taking toxic poisons. It's just like unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, it really is. Now, for those who can't attend, we're almost up on a break. I'm going to hold you over a few more minutes, though, Billy.
Okay, perfect. We have a live stream available, and they can go to caljam.org. The live stream's $27. You get all the speakers, but you don't get the love, the hugs, the camaraderie. You're hanging around with 3,000 people all resonating on the same tone to change the planet. You don't get all the rock and roll. You don't get the parties.
Yeah.
But you do get the opportunity to watch all of us have the most amazing time on your phone. So,
and then you're going to want to come next year. But hopefully you can still make it. Tickets available. And Billy D, on this break, I want you to look in your closet, see if you can find me some clothes that fit for the parties for the 70s, 80s, whatever era I got to find again.
We're
We'll come back and we'll talk about a little bit more what's going to be happening when we're together.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Superdog's going to blast it out through the social media, Twitter, Facebook, the links to get tickets to the California Jam.
Did you find it?
Well, we found definitely the way to get all the different tickets to the events, but the streaming tickets that you just mentioned, those of you who cannot from around the world, because we got a global audience here, you want to feel it. I mean, it's not the same as being there, but next best thing. There's a streaming ability, very reasonable.
Okay, how about if I share this on your page right
yep.
now,
mm-hmm.
the link, and Robert Scott Bell page. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get it out for
okay.
the world. We'll add it to the show notes here at robertscottbell.com.
Robert Scott Bell is right there.
Got it.
And for RSB.
Mm-hmm. Got it. It's going in.
Radio, it's going out right now.
Sweet. All right, so we'll make sure that gets out to everybody. Those of you who want to plug in from around the globe, although, again, as we've talked to some folks like Simon last week, he's flying over the Pacific Ocean to be there, so people are coming from all over the world to be part of this, Billy.
Yep. And you got that. Did you get that RSB? Did you get that over in your Robert Scott? And I'll put that on my Billy DeMoss page, and I'll also put that on the California Jam Facebook page, and then we'll put it on the website.
Yep, it looks like it's caljam.org/network, so we're going to get that blasted out as well.
There we go. I knew it was something like that. I got a lot on my brain, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, yeah, that's it. We now have a way for all of y'all listening all around the world to participate, to see TMB, RSB, Dr. Mercola, Aaron Elizabeth, Jack Wilson, the paleocardiologist, Dr. David Kennedy. I mean, this, you have got quite a lineup. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, any one of
Andrew
those.
Andrew Whitfield.
Dr. Wakefield.
Dan Murphy. I mean, it's pretty much an all-star lineup, dude.
It's absolutely incredible.
I was thinking last night, or maybe the night before, who else can I get? I mean, we pretty much, we had Alex Jones last year. We've had a pretty, you know, David Wolf. I mean, I'm going to need some help picking a batting order next year.
Yeah, definitely. So, well,
you got me Ty Bollinger. I mean, that was your idea, so and I really thank you for that. So we got to come together, and because you interview all these people, and I want you to know, let me know who are the movers and shakers and people that have the cojones and got a little extra, you know, a little juice. I'm not looking for like the, you know, I need people on stage that are rock and roll.
No, we don't need any lameness. Now, Rachel Pratt, last hour, we talked about her. Next year, definitely, she'll be ready to rock and roll. And I think she'll be 18 by then, so she can join us. So this is going to be great. Now, we cover science from time to time here, science that is so incredibly obvious. You wonder who funded the study. And it's something that you all know, but they have to pay for it because these researchers with PhDs have to make a living. It's called today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by the Society for Doctors Who Scream at You. It turns out that doctors' empathy boosts patient satisfaction. Published in the Journal of Hand Surgery, they found that doctors are nice to you, that listen to you, that are compassionate, result in better outcomes and patients who are more satisfied. Billy D., we had no idea.
God, that's just like rocket science, dude.
No.
I can't believe it. If you go to a restaurant and they serve, you know, clean, healthy food, people like the food better than if they go eat garbage somewhere, like at McToilet. I mean, it's like, well, how would you not know something like that? I mean,
well, we're not sure until it's peer
for that research. That's what I find even more funny.
Mm-hmm. But until it's peer reviewed, it's not real.
Right, right.
This is the incredible stuff. Now, we're going to go into some science, and there are a lot of folks that are incredibly intelligent. Dan Murphy, he's an egghead that can run circles around almost any PhD on many subjects. I'm going to be presenting some science associated with restoring the gut, utilizing fascinating things to do that. So it's not like we're anti-science. We're science that is actually real, that helps, that's workable, that makes sense, and that is available to you all to change your lives for the better. That's why we're all going to be a Cal Jam.
Right. And I call a lot of that science is kind of paid-for, kind of hoard-out science. You just have the big pharmaceutical cartels paying these guys to fudge some numbers to prove whatever. Yeah, and of course, you can prove that you can lower blood pressure with a drug, of course. But the thing is, the blood pressure didn't – I mean, there's a cause to the increase in
blood
pressure. It's usually lifestyle. It's not because you have a shortage of meds.
Right.
And
we're not going
that
to –
for almost – any health condition.
You're right. Billy D., my goodness, I'm so grateful to you, and we're going to be together next week at the Cal Jam. Everybody check it out, caljam.org. Get your tickets now or live stream the event. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.